Hello?
Steve.
Yes, hey, Mr. Carl, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm probably not as good as you, but I'm doing pretty well.
I'm glad to hear that. Please tell me how I can help you.
All right, thank you. I won't talk about Ingram Spark. I already sent you that email.
Mm-hmm.
What I will talk, you sent me, just sent me a text. Would I like you to proceed, or am I going to do it with the bookmarks and the standees?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you tell me. You know, I have a graphic designer who's done my posters, and they're great. He's only got to finish designing the poster for the main event. What I thought he would do on each of the five standees is he would put a copy of the poster, you know, throughout, a copy of the poster for each book, and in the center have, he's got an area for my bio. So I think he can design that perfectly, and, you know, he won't charge me much. I don't know what you would charge to do that, but he can put it in vector files and have it ready to go because he already has the first three done. Okay?
So the thing is, yes, Carl, as we are already taking care of your marketing and everything, so we won't be charging anything for the standees or for the bookmarks. That's not going to be a problem. And as far as the designer is concerned, so we also have a team of graphic designers.
So you would be good with the standees also to do those?
Yeah, sure. We can surely do that.
Okay. All right. And that would be free. That makes more sense. I did find...
Because we're already taking care of the market, your marketing. You have already paid a lot. So it's not going to be a big deal. We can surely do that for
you. Well, what I can do is I can, just so you know, I can have... My designer, he's on vacation right now, but when he gets back from vacation, I can have him email you the vector files, which are the high, you know, the high intensity
files.
The highest
resolution editable files.
You got it. Mm-hmm. He can send you those for the first. He can finish the bookmark for the main event because he's got all that. And then he can send those to you, so you can you can use those for the standees, okay?
All right, sure. Until then, Carl, can you please share with me the previously designed bookmarks and the standees so I can have a look at them as well? And I will also gonna share it with the marketing team and with the graphic designer, and we'll see if they can. And we'll see if they can come up with a better design or a new design for you.
Okay. Well, we'll try that out. And then and the bookmarks are beautiful. They're 2x7, and they're high gloss, and they're very durable. So people love them. And this, I did find, just so you know, I found a company in Fall River, Massachusetts. They're called Write Up Stand, and they develop standees. You know, they're in the aluminum tube, and they come with a feet, and you just lift. They are on a spring, and you just lift them up and hook them. So they're great displays, and their cost is only $230. So
that's
So if you want to order them through there, that's half the price of any of the standees, the durable ones that can be shipped and, you know, moved and all that. And so I will give you that because I know that I've done a lot of that in my former life with mobile. And these guys are half the price of that.
What we do, like we charge it depends on the size and the content. So it varies between 500 to 1,000, but it's still, as I told you, that like as we're already doing a lot of printing for you, so we can also take care of this if you want, but still it's totally
your
fault.
Of course, if you can do it, I don't have to. But I will share all of that with you. Thank you. How do I? I'll just say thank you.
I'm sorry,
you
you're breaking up.
Oh, I said thank you again. And I will share the bookmarks. And in fact, you know, I could mail you some. I could just stick them in an envelope, so you could feel the consistency and see the way they're done. If you would like that, I can do that.
Sure, we can.
Because if I send you the email file, they're vector files, mm-hmm. and they're hard to read because they're real little, and you can't see the types of materials.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know if I mail them to you, I have to have an address.
Yep, that's right. But first, Carl, let's do this. Just share the bookmarks and the standees with me first. Let me have a look at them. I will share them with the marketing team as well. And we'll see if we need to go with the same one or we need to design a new one. And then proceed accordingly, okay?
Very well. I would tell you the advantage of going with the originals, the ones I've got, is that we already know that people like them. And secondly, they match the posters that could go on the standee. I mean, so anyway, we're helping each other today. I will try to find. I know I've got the Out of the Fog bookmark. Mm-hmm. I will try to find the others. I know I probably got them, and unfortunately my designer is on vacation. But when he gets back, we can do it. And by the way, these people in Fall River, I'll share with you their names and such. They said that from the time you send them the graphics, it mm-hmm. takes 2 days to size the graphics on the standee, and they're completed. They're completed in 3 more days. Mm-hmm. So within 5 days, they're ready to mail. Mm-hmm.
Perfect, would be good
for meeting. And I felt, I don't know how you felt, but I felt it was very good of Mark Richer to be excited about putting standees that are 6 feet tall and 3 foot wide to market my books in a store.
Yep, that's right.
I think that's a really good thing.
Yep, that's a really good approach as well. I'm also glad to see that he's showing his interest in this project, and he's like doing all this for the printing with the printed copies to put on the shelves and with these standees and bookmarks. It's a good initiative.
It is. It's good. All right. Well, I just thought I'd call you and let you know, and thank you. I'm glad I called you because now I don't have to come up with another $1,000.
That's right. We won't be charging anything for this.
All right.
Don't worry about that.
Thank you. That's nice of you.
All right. So I will be waiting for these attendees and for the bookmarks from your site. Once I have them, we'll look on them. And if there's any changes or anything required, we're going to do that.
Your graphics people can do that.
Yep, that's right.
Okie doke. Well, thank you very much.
No worries. And there is one more thing I wanted to let you know that you have shared with me. A screenshot, like an error on Barnes & Noble that shows up, right?
Yeah, thing that said that they don't have the W-9 yet, and I need to fill that out, etc.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. The thing is, we have already uploaded the W-9 form that you have shared with me.
Oh.
But there due to some errors, the form got rejected. But you don't have to worry about that. The account got verified. All the 4 books are live in the ebook and the paperback version as well. Besides this, we'll be sharing with you the W-9 form again. I just want you to refill this and also put your signature on the form as well.
Okie doke. I'll do that.
All right.
And how do you want me to get it back to you? Do you want me to scan it and then email it to you?
Sure. If it's possible for you, please do that.
Yeah, because that's a much better copy than it is to fax it.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be good. So just print this out and do your signature and then share it with me over the email. Then we're going to re-upload the form over there. And besides this, There is one more thing. Just a minute. Yeah, you also got the mail from Ingram Sparks, right?
The what?
You have also received an email from Ingram Sparks regarding the payment.
No. Regarding, wait a minute. Let me see.
You have shared with me. Just a minute.
I shared it with you. I'll have to find it.
It's you said finish setting up your Ingram Sparks account.
Yeah, it said
it requires the payment info.
Yep, you have my payment info.
Yep, I do have.
Remember,
it,
I sent you that.
I do have that, but it is in this one. What you have to do is you have to put up your card details over there. Like we are not charging, or the Ingram Sparks won't be charging anything. But it's just the process for the account verification. So you just
so
have
if
to
I sell books, they can pay me.
Exactly. You just have
now
to
I've
log
gotta
into
find
your.
That stupid thing. Hold on. I've got to find that. Here we are. It says two-factor my account. It says thanks for adding your mobile phone to number to the Ingram Spark. If you did not request to add your mobile phone, please click below. No, that's an okay. It says here's the other one. I'm trying to find these Ingram Spark emails so that I can find the one that I sent to you. Where is it? Oh, my goodness. Let me look under my sent file. Sometimes when I send something, it erases it from my – here we are. It says, there we are, hold on, appreciation. Oh, please. Just a minute. I apologize for keeping – here we go. Here's one that I sent to you. It said I received to input my banking. I followed the instructions and logged in. Then they required me to change my password, which I did. Then it wouldn't let me log – because I changed my password, but I'm afraid you guys might have put a new password in there that kicks me out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know – just a minute. I've got to go to more recent because I just sent you one this morning.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I've got to find it. Ingram Spark. The first one is about that on payment hold, et cetera. That's not the one I wanted. Oh, my gosh. I can't find it.
Just a minute. Let me just reshare it with you. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's very strange because I know I sent them both from Ingram Spark to you today.
Please check your email.
All right. It says inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for it to come. It takes a second. Yeah. What's interesting, I just got something from... Huh. Mark Richer. Okay. Now, he asked me to again confirm the order, which I did earlier. I think I sent you a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
yep,
know what
you did.
To do.
I also told him that the order is confirmed. You placed the order with us, and we are working on the printed copies, and
yep.
He will be getting them by the first week of September.
Okay, he just sent me another one. Please confirm the order. Oh, well.
I think he might be asking for the standees and for the bookmarks.
Oh, okay. Very well. Then I'll just tell him, yes, we got that, and we will provide them. Okay?
Perfect.
Now then, I just got it. Let me just submit payment information. I did get your email. Thank you. It just came in.
Perfect. So, yeah,
and
I just want you to fill out the information, all the required information over there, and do let me know then.
Yeah, I'm opening this up just to make sure I can get to it before I let you go. Get the most out of this. Upload a title. Getting the most. Where, it says updates can be found here.
Mm-hmm.
Select one. Print, ebook, ebook only. No. Here are resources. Setting up a book, self-publish, getting started with Ingram Spark. It doesn't have anything about my finance stuff. Now I'm looking down the left-hand side. Marketing, tools and resources, marketing, orders, reports, classic, reports, new, titles, home. I don't see anything that says how to set up payment information. Let me click getting started. But you see, I'm afraid to do much because you've already got me started. I'm looking for payment information.
Carl, the email I just sent you, are you able to see a message? Like it's a dialog box that shows submit payment info.
Just a minute. I'm closing this. It said, all that's left for you to submit your payment information and you're all set. And then it says submit payment info in a yellow block before, right? And if when mm-hmm. I click that, it takes me somewhere else. It takes me to an opening link, and I can't find, oh, here we are, most poor. Here it is. I have to log in, right?
Yep, that's right.
Here it is. I'm hitting log in. And it doesn't have anything about payment information. It's got setting up your book, master your cover design, self-publish like a pro, getting started with Ingram Spark. It's got select one, print and ebook, print book only, and ebook only. But then down the left-hand side, there's home, titles, reports, orders, marketing, tools, and resources. I'm going to go to home and see what that does. I'm just going to have to go getting the most. That's where I was, home.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I'm going to go to reports. Because, see, nothing is clear about sales at a glance, percentage of sales, want to sell books, get started. Nope. Compensation. Let's see what that says. Nothing about my particular transactions. What does that say? Nothing, no transaction history.
Let's just do this. Try to explore and see if you find the option to input the card information. And if you don't, just drop me a text on my number. Meanwhile, I will have a word with the publishing team and either ask them to like share the link from where you can set up the account, put in the information, or like how to do that. I'll just have a word with them as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just opened up something that said print sales, and
nope.
it doesn't give me that chance. Publisher compensation, that wouldn't be it. Unpaid invoices, I don't know. I just don't know how to do that.
All right, then just leave it right now. Let me have a word with the publishing team.
And I did give you my bank, the routing number, the account number, and all that,
everything.
Right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've made this another good day.
Mm-hmm. No worries, Carl.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. We'll talk soon.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Take care.
You too.